A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female? And said, for this reason, man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined, man must not separate." The Gospel of the Lord. About 11 years ago, I celebrated my silver jubilee. 11 years, though. It's been a long time. I'll celebrate my anniversary this coming Wednesday. So I was ordained on May 25th by John Paul II. And it almost seems like it was yesterday, because I had two masses, one in Spanish, another one in English, and 1,000 people in both of the masses. So it was a huge celebration. And I received many gifts. Many gifts, but the gift that I really liked best was, let's see if I have it here. Well, it was just a little piece of paper. And the paper, it said, "For your 25 years, I have offered 25 masses for you." And below, "Love, Mom." Not Dad. My mom could have done a swift Hancock, as they say in the East Coast, and given me a little bit of money. I mean, she could have done that. But I think she understood more important masses than the monetary part. So, as the gift that I'd like to give for all of, for Chris and Lulu today, is I'll offer a novena for you. So starting today, every day for 9 days, as one of my secondary intentions, I'll place you on the altar, that God would bless you abundantly. And I'm not very good at math, but I know that 25 is half the way to 50. Is that right? I think so. I'm an English major, not a math major, no? Both of you know that I have a great love for Fulton Sheen, and I've mentioned him many times, no? And both of you, I think if you read or you heard some of the talks of Fulton Sheen, he speaks about the three different rings for the married couple. Do you know them? It would be the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and suffering. Chris, you know that one. So, hopefully the third one doesn't fit on the finger, huh? Or if it does, you know how to wear it, because part of our spiritual life is carrying the cross, right? Is carrying the cross. We have to be able to carry the cross. There was a Lenten mission many years ago. It was Good Friday, and the pastor, rather the missionary preacher, gave to all the people in the church a cross. It was Good Friday. So the missionary preacher said, "Okay, right now I want you to lift up your cross." So they're lifting up the crosses. In the back of the church, there was a lot of movement and commotion, because a woman was lifting up her husband. £250 of him, okay? So as you head toward 50, halfway there, I would suggest three things. One is to keep growing deeper in your prayer life. Grow deeper in your prayer life and to be faithful to your holy hour. You know that both of you take that seriously. You've done the exercises. You have spiritual direction. So be faithful to your holy hour and go deeper in that. I didn't say happy hour, but I said the holy hour. There's a difference, right? The happy hour would be a highball and a martini, right? No? But the holy hour, what a blessing to be able to do the holy hour. Fulton Sheen calls it the hour of power. The second would be to frequent the sacraments as often as you can. To form the habit of going to confession frequently and to receive the Eucharist as often as you can. One of the greatest graces is to be able to go to daily Mass on a daily basis. No? About a month ago, after Divine Mercy Sunday, I got in a plane and I flew out to Florida because my mother lives in Florida. She actually has two homes, Florida in New Hampshire. So when it gets too hot, she goes to New Hampshire. If it gets too cold, she goes to Florida. And had a good time with her. My brother, who's an orthopedic surgeon, took some days off so we could be together. What a blessing to have the first son a medical doctor and the second son a spiritual doctor. How about that? Not bad, huh? But one thing that I admire about my mother, and she's not a saint, is she's 91 and she still drives and goes to daily Mass. She still drives and goes to daily Mass. Another thing about her would shock you, and I'll tell you. My father, who passed away 5 years ago, may rest in peace. My father had a couple of attachments. He liked to smoke a good Cuban cigar, but also my dad was born in 1928 in Detroit. So guess what he liked? Obviously he liked cars, because that's where Henry Ford was beginning the industry. So my dad, when he retired, he had a little bit of money, so he loved cars. So before he died, he had bought a Mercedes-Benz, but it was a sports car Mercedes-Benz. And I think that was the only year that they, because normally they're not sports cars. So my dad died, and he left my mother the home, and also the sports car Mercedes-Benz. Have you ever seen a 91-year-old woman driving a sports car Mercedes-Benz? So when she gets out of the parking lot in the church, a lot of the men are looking at her. They're expecting a 45-year-old rich billionaire to be coming out. We have this old 91-year-old hobbling out of the car, and they go like this to her. No? So let's pray that we get in our spiritual sports car. Huh? And spiritual sports car so that we would zoom to heaven. And one of the best ways is by having great love for Mary. And May is the month of Mary. Right? May is a beautiful month. It's the month of Mary. It's the month in which the spring flowers are flourishing. It's usually a month when First Communion kids are making their First Communions. Confirmation students are being confirmed. It's just a beautiful month. So let's place your marriage, these 25 years, in the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And get in the habit of praying the rosary as often as you possibly can. Okay? Filipinos have the great devotion to Our Lady of Perpetual Help. So Our Lady of Perpetual Help, the Wednesday novena, right? Our Lady of Perpetual Help. So let's turn to Mary and ask her to bless us these next 25 years. Amen.